Hello, beautiful people. This is the day that the Lord has made, so you know we got to rejoice and be glad in it. You're listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle, where we are peeling back the layers to achieve true freedom in Christ. Let's grow in the faith together.
Heavenly Father, please strengthen our hearts and remind us to encourage one another when the troubles of life start to overwhelm us. Please guard our hearts from depression. Give us strength to rise up each and every day and fight against the struggles which seek to weigh us down. Prayer Against Depression by John Barrett. Depression. How do we survive it? Well, first, hello, beautiful people. I pray that your day is going well. I want to say this first. Whether you are a Christian or whether you're contemplating being a Christian or having a relationship with God, which is the most important thing, I want to tell you, I hear you. Those of you who are fighting depression now, I hear you. Somebody hears you and God loves you through all of the pain and all of the things that are going on in your life. But what I also want to say, because I also want to be very transparent, some of us, the reason we're still going through the cycle of depression is because we won't get up and fight. I need you to know how important fighting is. And no, we're not physically fighting, but it's an emotional and a spiritual fight. See, in 2 Corinthians, it says the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal, but they're mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. And we have to understand that when you arm yourselves with the weapons to fight this spirit, which depression is a spirit, you will be able to fight with ease and your breakthrough will come soon. First, I want to share my story with depression. I went through depression twice. Now, the first time I had no idea that I was going through depression, but the second time I realized I was going through, but I had a determination to snap back. And so now when the devil tries to come with me and come to me with depression, I have the tools to fight. Number one, I have the word, I have prayer, and I have people around me who will surround me with love and surround me with grace and let me know that I am heard. So first I want to let you know that you're heard. You are heard. Somebody hears you. Sometimes it might feel like you're screaming at the top of your lungs, but I want you to know that I hear you. See, the first time I went through depression, I had no idea I was going through depression. This was my senior year in high school. So many things had gone and happened in high school that sometimes I didn't even want to talk about. And at this time, my father was really, really sick. I mean, he was sick at the point of death, first of all, but God, because now he is fine, doing well, and a double lung transplant recipient. But at this time, he wasn't doing all too well. He was struggling. They had him on a ventilator and he couldn't breathe. And like I said, I didn't know I was going through depression, but it got so bad where I couldn't even cry. Didn't want to talk to people. I would just go out and do stupid stuff. I would feel like no one's listening, no matter how much I talk. I would try to appear strong to the world, but inside I knew that I was weak. I felt weak. And at this time, I didn't know Christ. I didn't know Jesus as the pardoning of my sins. I wasn't in a relationship with the Father. But I felt alone. I didn't really want to be here because at that time, losing my father would be the worst thing that could happen. I do have a stepmother, but my original mom, my birth mom, passed away when I was very young. And I felt that I would lose two parents. Even though I had a bonus mom who is awesome, I don't really call her my bonus mom, I call her mommy. Because she's just that awesome. But still, losing both biological parents, I know it would have taken a toll on me. But God, who is rich in mercy, kept my father alive, and I thank God for that. But still, I was at my lowest point, and I didn't tell anybody. Didn't even tell my mother, because at that time, my mother was going through enough, traveling back from Memphis to Nashville, where my father was being treated, to make sure that she was at my graduation and at anything that I had going on, you know, seeing that it was my senior year. But at that time where I felt like nothing and I felt like I could do nothing, something kept me going. And I'm gonna be honest, it was going to college. Going to college kept me going. I didn't know what to do. I didn't think about calling a suicide prevention hotline or all of these beautiful things that we do have access to. I didn't think about that because, again, I didn't know that I was facing depression. But again, God, who is amazing, who is rich in mercy, kept me. And see, when you have a calling on your life, whether you're Christian, whether you have a relationship with God or not, God is still going to take care of you. See, God never leaves us. We leave God. We walk away. He's always been there. He's always extending a hand. And if you are out there on the edge of giving up and throwing in the towel, I want to tell you, God, who is rich in mercy, He can come into your life right now and change it. He can change the trajectory of your life. You just have to let Him do it. You just have to stay alive and fight. Stay here and fight, even in your depression. Even if you're not even suicidal, I still encourage you to stay and fight. Now, the second time I went through depression was after my cousin passed away. I wasn't super, super close with him, and I'm okay with admitting that. But him and his younger brother, they felt like the only cousins that understood me, the only people in my family that really understood me and the things that I went through. And so when he passed away, I felt horrible. I was in college, I was on campus, and I really couldn't help my family the way I really wanted to. But again, God, who is rich in mercy. And now unto God, who was able to keep me from falling at that time, kept me sane in those moments. See, when you have God, when things like this come to destroy you and kick you out of life and kick you down and push you down, having God as that anchor in your life is something so, so special. Even when you feel like you want to die, even when your thoughts don't line up with who you say God is in your life, Him being that anchor will always keep you safe and always keep you sane. And so I was following in depression. I didn't eat. I didn't take care of myself. I didn't really know what to do. I was kind of playing house or playing dress up or having a face, a mask on my face, projecting me being all right. I didn't even tell my friends how horrible I felt. But in that time, I remember the day I snapped out of it. I was in my bed and I woke up and I said, this cannot keep going on. This cannot keep going on. And I kept saying, like I said in the last episode, I won't go back to her. That person who didn't know God. Because at this time, I had given my life to Christ, and I was striving to live the life that God called me to live. And so I remember sitting there saying, I won't go back to her. And I said, God, you have to help me. You have to help me get through this. And I'm telling you, God will help you get through. You just have to let Him. If you're saved, think about those scriptures that are in the Bible. Go back to your Bible. Use your weapon of warfare. Because depression is a spirit, and I cannot stress that enough. Depression is a spirit. And you, as a person who loves God and has a relationship, you have a weapon, and your weapon is the Word. And you can throw that weapon back at the devil trying to get you down. But even if you don't know God, let me tell you about who God is. He's a way maker. He's a door opener. He's a provider. And when you're down, he can pick you up. Allow God to pick you up today. Allow God to help you through this time where you don't know what to do. Allow God to touch you, free you, give you life during this time. I'm telling you, God is amazing. And he will see you through this time of depression. Now, the biggest thing for me was receiving the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost is the gentleman. He's a good person. He's a kind spirit. That's what I would say. He's three in the Godhead. God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God the Son. And for me, when I got the Holy Spirit, I had a lot more power. And that's something I want to stress to those of you who are in a relationship with the Father. Let the Holy Spirit overtake you. Allow the Holy Spirit to come in and give you that power. See, you have to allow God to awaken the Holy Spirit in you. Because yes, when you get saved, the Holy Spirit is there. But when you have that power, that dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, you can fight off. You can better fight off the wiles of the enemy. When you have the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, when depression comes, you can throw the word back at the devil. You can throw your worship back at the devil and saying, look, take that. I will not let depression hold me. I will not let depression take me down. And so, Christians, those who have a relationship, a true relationship with the Father, I am telling you now, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, get the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to overtake you. So when these things come, when things like depression come to tear you down, you have that power to fight back. Depression isn't a thing that doesn't come to people who love God. A lot of people think that if you have depression, if you say that you're saved and depression tries to overtake you and you go through a period of depression, that you're not saved. And that's not true. That isn't true. What I'm telling you now is that these things, this spirit of depression, might come to overtake you. But God gave us tools. He gave us weapons. And the Holy Spirit is a helper who will help you to fight off this spirit. And even if you aren't saved, I admonish you, give your life to him. Even in this moment, I know that you might not want to hear this, but give your life to God and he can help you through this. If you don't listen to me, listen to a therapist. Go to a therapist. Call a hotline. Do whatever you have to do. But the number one thing is to fight. It's to fight. Get up and fight. Get up and fight this thing. Because the devil can't keep you down. You deserve to be on this planet. You deserve to be here. Those things that hurt you, that trauma that you're going through now, you'll get through it. You'll get through it. And I'm telling you right now, you'll get through it. And I know you will. But you got to get up and fight. And so that's what we need to know. We need to get up and fight. Because it is possible to get through depression. We survive by allowing God to help us, by using the tools and the weapons that we have. If you're not quite ready yet, the tools and the weapons that you have, therapists are out there. You can call people, you can talk to people, but do not suffer in silence. Get up and fight. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless. I'm telling you, now unto him who is able to keep you, to save you, to help you to fight this spirit, this thing called depression. I pray that each and every one of you are overcome by the peace of God, that you're able to fight this thing, that you're able to go out into the world and tell your story of how you overcame and defeated depression. I pray for your life. I pray that you know that people love you, that God loves you, that I love you. And I pray that you find help. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember that I love you. And depression is a spirit, but we can fight it off. We just have to stand and fight. I love you. I hear you. So let me arm you with tools that you can use against this thing called depression. First and foremost, if you are contemplating suicide and you don't know what to do, please call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 800-273-8255. Again, that is 800-273-8255. I also have a list of therapists and scriptures that you can use in the show notes to help you fight this thing called depression. I love you. Someone loves you. God loves you. Have a beautiful day. Thanks for listening to the Young Believers Podcast with me, Miana Michelle. I hope you were inspired, motivated, and uplifted. Subscribe to this podcast and comment on how this may have inspired you. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Miana Michelle for more information, episodes being released every Thursday, and ways to connect. Thank you for growing in the faith with me.